Justice Minister Delroy Chuck made his contribution to the sectoral debate on Wednesday, June 15, placing focus on the justice reform program, the backlog reduction efforts in the courts, modernization and expansion of the courts system, and protection of vulnerable groups in the society. Stay with us to hear more. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says government will be increasing the number of courthouses, judges, and prosecutors and expanding the opportunities for citizens to access justice. The minister, who was making his contribution to the 2016-17 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives, said the move is part of efforts to make the country's justice system more efficient and effective in supporting law enforcement.
We now have in place a mobile legal aid clinic, and it will be at the Ministry of Justice. We will be putting out this clinic so that anyone in Jamaica can receive proper legal advice and know their rights and freedoms, and it is available to any group or citizen right across Jamaica.
Just under 4,000 Jamaicans who had criminal records for minor ganja offenses have been issued clean police certificates under the Rehabilitation of Offenders Act passed in 2015. 71 offenders also qualified to have their offenses automatically expunged under this amended legislation. Last year's amendment to the Dangerous Drugs Act has led to a 72% reduction in the number of new ganja offenses listed in all parish courts. The number of cases dropped from 8,284 in 2014 to 2,285 in 2015.
We expect it will be further reduced as we ensure that our citizens are not brought to the parish courts, now, Mr. Speaker, for a simple spliff. They can be dealt with in the petty sessions.
The amendment decriminalized possession of small quantities of marijuana. Minister Chuck says the judiciary will be provided with additional support by way of staffing and equipment to facilitate the disposal of cases in a timely manner between 3 to 6 months. The Justice Ministry will be seeking an amendment to the Constitution to facilitate the employment of some judges who have passed the statutory retirement age of 70. Mr. Chuck says the retirement age for judges would remain at 70. However, changes to the Constitution will ensure that the Chief Justice and the President of the Court of Appeal can call on retired judges as needed. He proposes that these changes are made by 2017. 15 judges are to be employed to serve in parish courts as part of efforts to deal with the backlog in cases in the civil and criminal jurisdictions.
This is where the average man gets his justice, and we have to make sure that more judges and prosecutors and clerk of courts are available so that these matters can be dealt with.
Steps will be taken to rescope and retrofit the civil courts in the Supreme Court East building, so there will be at least 8 courtrooms to try criminal cases. The circuit sittings in rural parishes will be extended to at least 6 weeks in each parish to accommodate the number of matters in those parishes. The arbitration and restorative justice legislations are to be brought to Parliament in short order. Once passed, these alternative methods of resolving disputes will be formally recognized and used within the justice system. The Justice Ministry will be moving to have probate and divorce matters before the courts disposed of within 3 months. The public will be sensitized to the various social intervention programs and projects under which they can benefit. These include the Justice Undertakings for Social Transformation, Justice Security Accountability and Transparency Projects, and the Citizen Security and Justice Program.
An improved and efficient justice sector will ensure a higher level of case resolution, which will in turn improve crime solving and contribute to making Jamaica a safer and more secure society.
The Ministry of Justice is on a mission to contribute to the social and economic development of Jamaica through the provision of legal and policy frameworks within which justice services are efficiently and effectively delivered to all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.